Reverend Day is a young community, young Catholic community, what they call a new form of consecrated life. It's one of these new communities born around the time of the Second Vatican Council that holds together consecrated life, religious life, if you like, and also a wider lay sort of participation. It's the second community that was approved by Rome. Mm. Dedicated to evangelization in the wider sense, bridging people to faith, teaching people how to pray, helping growth in faith at all levels.
And where did it start?
It was born in Mallorca, Spain. It was born under the influence of what they called Cursillos of Christianity, which was kind of a movement of weekend retreats given first to men, and women started to get involved and then started to be trained in giving those retreats as well. So it was born of there.
Mm. And how widespread is it now?
Well, it's worldwide. We're in about 28 countries. I lose count. Yeah. About 28 countries at the moment in the five continents. Small communities, because there is that kind of balance of religious, consecrated people and then a wider family of people. So
yeah. And what's the lifestyle?
The lifestyle tries to be simple. Simple, small communities, simple houses, poor solidarity is an attempt. Prayerful as well. We have small kind of apostolic houses that would have retreat and a retreat place to come in to pray, and sometimes retreat centres as well for people to do spiritual exercises.
Yeah, but do you go out overtly to evangelise?
We don't only work in the houses, we work in the church and I've worked in chaplaincy ministry for a long time. When we say evangelise, we don't do an awful lot of street evangelisation in that sense, like first evangelisation, not none. But that's why I say evangelisation in the wider sense, prayer meetings, giving retreats, working in the university. I've done many events and meetings with young people in a university setting, which is beyond, if you like, church circles.
Yeah.
So in that sense, we would go out in different ways.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes when people hear about a new movement, as it would be called, I think, is this a cult?
Yes, yes, yes. That was what I wondered when I approached. Yeah. What's this? And was relieved to find it was very, very Catholic and very backed by the Catholic Church. I mean, it's approved pontifically. It's the second one, as I said, approved pontifically and belonging to the church and even formation within. And we have our own theological institute, which is affiliated to the Urbanian in Rome. And then we also study in church universities. I mean, most of us would do a bachelor's in sacred theology. All of us would do that. Most of us would do also a license. I'm doing a doctorate at the moment in the Gregorian University with the Jesuits. So there is a strong sense of belonging and also interaction. And as we grow even more so, I'd say it was born in Spain, but it's becoming more international, I would say, in ethos as well as in
And
belonging.
You have some people in Ireland who are part of that.
Yes, we have had a community here. We have a foundation in Ireland. We're welcomed here by the diocese. Right now, there's no missionary full-time present here. Basically, simply because we're a young community and we can't at this moment cover it. But we have been present here for a long time, and there's a lovely family, if you like, of lay people belonging to it present, who I admire a lot, actually. Lovely bunch of people, mainly in Shankill, which is where we were based for a long time, and after which we were based in St Andrews and Whistlin Row.
Yeah.
In the parish there.
Now, I know for you that music is a really important part of all of this, isn't it?
Yes.
You're a composer.
Yes. Yes.
Tell me a bit about that.
Well, music is very important for me. It's I love music. I think that's also my Irish belonging. I think music can, as a friend of mine says, touch the heart before the mind can stop it. I think where cultural changes are so strong, and sometimes we can't even get in touch with ourselves, and we definitely don't always understand the doctrine that's being given to us, expressed through music, it can just help you understand in a different way and can open doors that perhaps words can't. I know my own experience in prayer and in faith is that. And I find working, perhaps especially with young people, but not only, that is the case. And that there's a lot of enthusiasm as well to kind of work and discover faith and celebrate faith through music.
Yeah. And do you find that, as you said, with young people? Because I know you do work a lot with young people, don't you?
Yes, yes, yes. I have worked a lot both in Spain and in England, less in Ireland. I've been in different places of Europe, but less in Ireland. But I have worked a lot with young musicians doing music events, and also two CDs. When I was in England, in Southampton and London, we recorded two CDs, which was a great experience, I have to say, both for them and for myself. Yeah. And I think the music's not bad. I mean,
the music is great. And but I'm just wondering that sometimes you think of young people and their music, it isn't quite as maybe religious or softly based as yours is, which is very meaningful, but theirs is a lot louder.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I mean, I'm not 20. I'm 40 at this stage. Therefore, I think, from where I'm coming, it's the music. I mean, you can't really improvise composing, but what I did enjoy and what I would love to do in the future, and this is kind of looking beyond the doctorate, would be, I believe that where God is real for people, the kind of music they're in touch with and their faith will come together. So I worked with people that perhaps have a bit more funky music than me. And my hope would be that within even faith and Catholic and Christian circles, we'd create forums that would allow young composers and musicians that perhaps can reach into younger people than my music would reach, with meaningful music as well. So that would be my hope in the future, to kind of create a basis. And that's why I'm studying. I mean, so that beyond what I would do with music myself, I could perhaps help and work with musicians and composers in the future to be able to do that.